Just last year, the World Health Organization reported that a leading cause of disability around the entire world is depression. According to the WHO, depression afflicts 264 million people of all ages, which happens to be more than the entire population of the United States was in 1980, just 40 years ago. A department head for one of the largest health insurance companies in the country told me that their costliest insurance claim category was the cost of treatment for depression. That was a few years ago. In this year of challenges in safety and sanity, during this pandemic, depression is rampant. And while it can be complex and messy and entangled in family or career or social elements, there is one characteristic that is common to depression, the focus on thoughts that feel bad. That has a lot of interesting implications and offers the possibility of a way out of depression.